Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today, we are happy to have here Jane Bliss, a famous actress, a multimillionaire, and a United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Goodwill Ambassador. Hello, Jane.
Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, my first question to you. What first made you aware of the problems of third world countries?
Actually, it all started when I first went to Cambodia for work. I was suddenly in a country where I saw there were big problems, including military problems, like, for example, we were restricted in where we could move or walk because of landmines. It made me suddenly realize certain things about the world and how much I had to learn, like the history of the people. They are so warm and great and spirited. They are such survivors. I think they are amazing people.
Did you approach UNHCR, or did they approach you after your visit to Cambodia?
To tell the truth, it was me who approached UNHCR first, because I believe in what the United Nations is attempting to do, and I support the United Nations. I read about different chapters, and UNHCR was the most appealing one because I believe refugees are the most vulnerable people in the world. They are affected by everything. They are vulnerable to everything.
Through your position at UNHCR, what exactly are you hoping to accomplish?
Oh, I have ambitions of Napoleon. Sorry, just joking. My main aim is to raise awareness of the plight of these people. I think they should be commended for what they have survived, not looked down upon. I think people are often uncomfortable and don't like the idea. They seem to shy away because of what it means to them. I think these are really amazing people that are not really understood. Also, I personally just wanted to meet these people around the world and get to know them, because they are my heroes and because they are wonderful.
I see. Can you describe the present-day situation in Cambodia?
It's challenging. Well, if you can imagine the area and the land in Cambodia. I mean, there are hardly any roads in big parts of the country. The roads they have, in the rainy season, become just mud. It's hard to be a parent or earn some money or take care of your home. It seems impossible, and it would be impossible without the help of a lot of charity organizations. There's a great one, CVD, Cambodia Vision and Development. They try to put a lot of these people together so they can work as a group.
While you were in Cambodia, or Pakistan, or Africa, did you ever personally feel in danger?
Yeah, I went off into certain areas where you were just told that nothing had exploded in this area and therefore it's not considered a high-risk area. But you, along with everybody else, stay on a very clear path that has already been walked. You don't stray from it. You know, in the middle of the night, when I had to go use the bathroom in the bushes and was not really sure where the path was, it's crazy, the thought that you really don't know. It's crazy for people to live like that all the time. There were times when we would go wandering off in Cambodia and had to be extremely careful where we were going. For anybody who works in any kind of demining or any kind of humanitarian aid work, there's danger, and it's always a high-risk area.
Thank you, Jane. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
The pleasure is mine. Goodbye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today, we are happy to have here Jane Bliss, a famous actress, a multimillionaire, and a United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Goodwill Ambassador. Hello, Jane.
Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, my first question to you. What first made you aware of the problems of third world countries?
Actually, it all started when I first went to Cambodia for work. I was suddenly in a country where I saw there were big problems, including military problems, like, for example, we were restricted in where we could move or walk because of landmines. It made me suddenly realize certain things about the world and how much I had to learn, like the history of the people. They are so warm and great and spirited. They are such survivors. I think they are amazing people.
Did you approach UNHCR? Or did they approach you after your visit to Cambodia?
To tell the truth, it was me who approached UNHCR first, because I believe in what the United Nations is attempting to do, and I support the United Nations. I read about different chapters, and UNHCR was the most appealing one because I believe refugees are the most vulnerable people in the world. They are affected by everything. They are vulnerable to everything.
Through your position at UNHCR, what exactly are you hoping to accomplish?
Oh, I have ambitions of Napoleon. Sorry, just joking. My main aim is to raise awareness of the plight of these people. I think they should be commended for what they have survived, not looked down upon. I think people are often uncomfortable and don't like the idea. They seem to shy away because of what it means to them. I think these are really amazing people that are not really understood. Also, I personally just wanted to meet these people around the world and get to know them, because they are my heroes and because they are wonderful.
I see. Can you describe the present-day situation in Cambodia?
It's challenging. Well, if you can imagine the area and the land in Cambodia. I mean, there are hardly any roads in big parts of the country. The roads they have, in the rainy season, become just mud. It's hard to be a parent or earn some money or take care of your home. It seems impossible, and it would be impossible without the help of a lot of charity organizations. There's a great one, CVD, Cambodia Vision and Development. They try to put a lot of these people together so they can work as a group.
While you were in Cambodia, or Pakistan, or Africa, did you ever personally feel in danger?
Yeah, I went off into certain areas where you were just told that nothing had exploded in this area and therefore it's not considered a high-risk area. But you, along with everybody else, stay on a very clear path that has already been walked. You don't stray from it. You know, in the middle of the night, when I had to go use the bathroom in the bushes and was not really sure where the path was, it's crazy, the thought that you really don't know. It's crazy for people to live like that all the time. There were times when we would go wandering off in Cambodia and had to be extremely careful where we were going. For anybody who works in any kind of demining or any kind of humanitarian aid work, there's danger, and it's always a high-risk area.
Thank you, Jane. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
The pleasure is mine. Goodbye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.